Thanks for calling Crafty Video Membership. This is Khalifa. May I have your email address, please?
Yes, it's gprmills, M-I-L-L-S, at tbay, tel, T-E-L, dot net, N-E-T.
Okay. And what's your first and last name?
Okay, my first name is Pauline, and it's Mills, M-I-L-L-S.
And that's P-A-U-L-I-N-E?
Yes, yes.
It's not letting me pull your account up. Let's try the email one more time. Can you repeat the email for me?
You want the email again?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it's G-P-R. Oh, maybe it's just G-R Mills. I'm sorry, it's G-R Mills. I guess the P isn't in there. G-R Mills, M-I-L-L-S, at tbaytel.net.
Yes, ma'am, that was the correct email.
Yes, I'm sorry, I put my initial in there too. Okay.
Yes, ma'am, I have your account pulled up. What can I do for you?
Okay, now I phoned yesterday because I signed up for 2 new classes, and I've got 16 classes there, but I ordered 2 new classes, and I phoned and they said it went through. But how long does it take to get the classes? Because these are videos.
Okay, so you purchased the 2 classes on yesterday.
I just purchased them, or it was the day before.
Okay.
They were on for 50% off.
Okay, let's see here.
Okay.
Okay. And do you remember the name of the classes?
Yes. One was Creative Quilting Alternatives to Free Motion with Susan Cleveland. And the other one was Machine Quilting in Sections by Marty Michelle.
Let's see. Now, those two are not showing up in your classes.
No, they're not. And the girl said it went through, but I don't know. I haven't seen them yet. Like she meant, I guess, the money went through or whatever, but.
And you paid over the phone?
No, I paid online.
Okay. Let's see. Okay.
I tried on the weekend because they had something going on the weekend, but then when I phoned because I couldn't get through, they said, no, something happened and they were having trouble, so they said they'd be sending out another notice. So then they did, but I don't know what happened there.
Okay. Give me one second.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, give me one more second.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am.
Yes?
All right. I do apologize. I'm looking at your order history on your account. It doesn't look like anything was ordered since August the 31st. Those two classes, they aren't under your order history, so I don't believe the payment went through. But I can provide, I can either do it for you over the phone and get those classes in there for you with the still 50% off coupon, or I can tell you the coupon code and you can do it on your at your own leisure.
Okay, now the code I think was SCARY50.
Yes, ma'am, that's the same code.
Yes, so I just do that, but I don't know why it's not going through, because can you just sort of help me, give me an idea if there's something I'm not doing right?
Let me see.
I don't know what's happening.
Okay, so are you able to log in so we can both go through this at the same time together?
Yes.
Okay. So let me get you to go ahead and log in.
Okay. Okay, just one second here. I have to. Okay. And. Okay. Okay, just one sec. Crap.
Yes, ma'am, no problem.
Okay. So then, I don't know why they do this. All of a sudden, I've got it. Okay, I'm just going to try something else. Excuse me for one sec.
Yes, ma'am, no problem.
Okay, just one sec. Okay, I'll do it this way. Okay, here. Yeah, this is what they sent me. Purchase to own. Okay, I'll do that. Purchase to own. And then I just do the cart.
Yes. Well,
and then quilt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, quilt. So the first one. Okay, I'll just get that. Have to do that again. Okay, so I've got okay, machine quilting and sections. So I put that in, and then I put it in the cart.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now I don't know if that's working. Your card is currently empty, it says, but why didn't it go in there? Oh, just one second. Okay. Oh, get class access. Oh, no. So when I've got it at machine quilting in sections, then I put it in the cart, right?
Yes, ma'am. You'll put it in the cart.
It didn't work before. I don't know why it didn't work that time. Your cart is currently empty, it says.
Okay. So you said that the class is called machine quilting?
One is Machine Quilting in Sections, and that's by Marty Michelle.
Okay, let me see if I can find that class for you.
Okay. I found... Okay,
I see that.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
So when I get to that, I should be able to press the cart and it goes in, right?
Yes, ma'am. I've added it to your cart.
Oh, you did?
Yes, ma'am. If you refresh, you should see it the little one pop up next to your cart.
Okay, and then I want the other one, Creative Quilting. And that's by Susan Cleveland.
Okay. You said it's by Susan Cleveland.
Okay, that did go in now. So
Creative Quilting Alternatives to Free Motion?
Yes, that went in. And then now it's the one with machine quilting in sections. Now I want the Creative Quilting with Susan Cleveland. So now I go back into the car. I go, okay.
Both of them should be in your cart now.
Okay, I've got one. I'm trying to get the second one in there.
I've added it to your cart for you.
Okay. I'm just trying to see because I've done it before, but it's just not. How do I get back into the other classes? Just with the arrow? Okay, I've got that one. Oh, I don't know. Here, just one sec. Okay, so I'll just get into that other one. Just one second, please. Okay, there's this one here. And then I go, so it's in the cart. Okay, so now I take off that, I put Scary 50. Where do I put that? Oh, coupon.
Mm-hmm.
Apply coupon. Okay, Scary 50, and do I press update cart?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now it's not doing anything because it's supposed to take half off. Apply coupon. Okay. It's not doing anything.
It didn't do anything on your end?
No.
Okay.
I'll try it again. It says coupon Scary 50 does not exist.
Let's see. Okay. So the arrow at the top for the reload the page, so to refresh the page.
Which one is this again? I'm sorry.
It refreshes like the little, where you see the two arrows, the one pointing left and right, it's a little small circle, a little arrow next to that. To where you can refresh your page.
Okay, I can't see that.
Or if you want to just go to and hit your cart, the little
cart.
Hit the buggy at the top of the
okay.
screen, and it'll refresh, and it should show you where I put coupon in for you.
Okay, they did.
So everything went through. All you have to do now is proceed to checkout because I put the coupon in for you and your two classes.
Okay, now I proceed, and I do all this, which I've done several times, but I don't know what. I'll just tell you what I have to fill it out, and which I will, and then your order, it's got the orders in, and then whatever I'm using to pay for it, and the card expiration date and all that. And then at the end, it says complete order. Do you have to press that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because I did that the other day, but I don't know how it come. It didn't do anything. And you know where it says underneath you know, where you put your card and all of that. What is it? Do not enter in something. What do they mean by that?
Let's see.
Just before complete order.
That I don't know.
Okay, so but I just have to fill in my card number and expiration date and all of that, and that should be fine.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And then once you fill all that in and it goes through, if you want, you can go back to the order history, my order history, and it should show where you purchased those classes with the order ID. That'll give you more confirmation that it did go through.
Okay, I go into order history, and where do I see that?
When you go back up next to the cart where you see your email address.
Oh, yes.
Click that, and then it'll show, it'll have the little tabs. Click my order history.
Okay, so I do that at the end.
Yes, ma'am, because if you do, I mean, you can do it now if you want, but if you do it now, you would see that you wouldn't be double paying because those classes aren't even in your...
Okay, because I didn't know what was happening. Okay, then I will try it then, and thank you very much, and I'll fill out the rest then?
Yes, ma'am. You'll go ahead and fill out the rest and fill out the credit card information, and once you do that, and at the bottom, under the credit card information, hit complete order, and it'll think a little bit, and it, across the top, it should say, thank you for your order.
Oh, okay. So if it doesn't say that, it didn't go through.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yes,
I really appreciate that.
No problem.
I will try it again and see what happens. What is your name, your first name, or...
Khalifa.
Talisa?
Yes, ma'am. Khalifa. Khalifa.
Khalifa. Okay. Thank you. And maybe if I have a problem, hopefully I talk to you again.
Yes, ma'am. No problem.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Have a great day. Thanks for calling Classy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.